7. Morals, Virtue, and Personality. Intelligence alone cannot explain the moral nature. Morality, virtue, is indigenous to human personality. Moral intuition, the realization of duty, is a component of human mind endowment and is associated with the other inalienables of human nature, scientific curiosity, and spiritual insight. Man's mentality far transcends that of his animal cousins, but it is his moral and religious natures that especially distinguish him from the animal world. The selective response of an animal is limited to the motor level of behavior. The supposed insight of the higher animals is on a motor level and usually appears only after the experience of motor trial and error. Man is able to exercise scientific, moral, and spiritual insight prior to all exploration or experimentation. Only a personality can know what it is doing before it does it. Only personalities possess insight in advance of experience. A personality can look before it leaps, and can therefore learn from looking as well as from leaping. A non-personal animal ordinarily learns only by leaping. As a result of experience, an animal becomes able to examine the different ways of attaining a goal and to select an approach based on accumulated experience. But a personality can also examine the goal itself and pass judgment on its worthwhileness, its value. Intelligence alone can discriminate as to the best means of attaining indiscriminate ends, but a moral being possesses an insight which enables him to discriminate between ends as well as between means. And a moral being, in choosing virtue, is nonetheless intelligent. He knows what he is doing, why he is doing it, where he is going, and how he will get there. When man fails to discriminate the ends of his mortal striving, he finds himself functioning on the animal level of existence. He has failed to avail himself of the superior advantages of that material acumen, moral discrimination, and spiritual insight, which are an integral part of his cosmic mind endowment as a personal being. Virtue is righteousness, conformity with the cosmos. To name virtues is not to define them, but to live them is to know them. Virtue is not mere knowledge, nor yet wisdom, but rather the reality of progressive experience in the attainment of ascending levels of cosmic achievement. In the day-by-day life of mortal man, virtue is realized by the consistent choosing of good rather than evil, and such choosing ability is evidence of the possession of a moral nature. Man's choosing between good and evil is influenced not only by the keenness of his moral nature, but also by such influences as ignorance, immaturity, and delusion. A sense of proportion is also concerned in the exercise of virtue, because evil may be perpetrated when the lesser is chosen in the place of the greater as a result of distortion or deception. The art of relative estimation or comparative measurement enters into the practice of the virtues of the moral realm. Man's moral nature would be impotent without the art of measurement, the discrimination embodied in his ability to scrutinize meanings. Likewise would moral choosing be futile without that cosmic insight which yields the consciousness of spiritual values. From the standpoint of intelligence, man ascends to the level of a moral being because he is endowed with personality. Morality can never be advanced by law or by force. It is a personal and free will matter, and must be disseminated by the contagion of the contact of morally fragrant persons with those who are less morally responsive, but who are also, in some measure, desirous of doing the Father's will. Moral acts are those human performances which are characterized by the highest intelligence, directed by selective discrimination in the choice of superior ends, as well as in the selection of moral means to attain these ends. Such conduct is virtuous. Supreme virtue, then, is wholeheartedly to choose to do the will of the Father in heaven.